Good morning, Chad Moyer with you here on the Rural Radio Network. It's time to recap the past week's market activity, and to do that, we'll visit with Shane Lechtenberg from the ARC Group in Lincoln. Well, Shane, I think we kind of came into this week thinking maybe we'd end a little bit better than we did. A couple of down days after USDA reports. Give us the numbers. Where did we end yesterday compared to a week ago?
Yeah, good morning, Chad. Corn, July corn ended the week at 396.5, which was down 9.75 on the week. December corn settled out at 414.5, which was down 6.5. July beans settled 10.03 and a quarter, which was 33.5 cents lower. November beans 10.14 and a quarter, down 23. July wheat 518 is where it settled the week at 37.75 lower on the week.
All right. Well, we mentioned that USDA report, World Ag Supply and Demand update came out, looked ahead to 18-19. Probably not as favorable as they wanted, but, you know, really in the end, what do reports like that mean for our marketing plan? Do we bank everything on that, or do we start looking at some, you know, long-term tried-and-true strategies, Shane?
Yeah, you know, Chad, I think the report as a whole, you know, the report came out on Thursday and the market rallied right after it came out. There was some unknown carryout numbers were a little tighter on that 18-19 corn crop, I believe, is where we were at there. But the money flow's been buying commodities here for the last month or so on unknowns, and demand's been strong. You know, we've had good demand, those kind of things. It's always interesting to see what the reports come out and say, but more importantly, probably, you know, as a reaction, you know, coming into Friday, we had a pretty hard sell-off, just couldn't find a lot of traction to find additional buying interest. And you can talk about planting pace and wet weather and the politics of trade. There's always a news item that's going to talk about why the market is up or down. And, you know, you look back at the last week or so, well, really the last month or so, we've had some pretty good opportunities here as producers to be selling some out month new crop corn and beans. You know, corn's running in the, you know, mid 405, 406 on an average. Beans, you know, anywhere from 10 to 10 and a half. You could have sold several times, and currently still above 10 right now, you know, 1035 on some averaging ideas there. 19 corn at hit 420, 18 corn hit 420. You start being efficient with being an independent hedger and taking advantage of carry. That puts you out into those out months of July the following summer at a 450 price. We were selling some pretty good basis levels here the last few weeks. North Central Nebraska, where I'm at, we had some 3,300 delivered under the July, which is as good a basis as we've seen in a long time. I mean, that puts you close to 420 cash on stored grain out into the following summer. So there's opportunities here. I think if a guy takes a look at developing a plan, the bigger key is how do you comfortably get enough volume covered when you do get those pricing opportunities, because volume's the key. You need to be selling the good levels on enough to matter, and that's something I guess we can help you kind of sort through if you want to look at that.
Yeah, I was going to say it's, you know, having that plan. Let's get that plan together. Let's have our price targets in place so we know what we're going to do when we get those levels. What do you think it might be the catalyst for a little volatility that, you know, might allow us to pull the trigger? What will the trade be watching here moving forward?
You know, exports have been very good looking back. Looking forward, there's a lot of unknowns with the trade deals that are trying to be negotiated. Currently, there's just a lot of unknowns there. I think demand over time is going to be steady. It's just you got to get through some of the politics of things. And I read a deal this week, you know, trading politics is worse than trying to trade weather. And we're going into a political discussion, you know, the next few weeks, as well as a pretty critical weather time frame. So you throw those two things at it, you're going to have some volatility, and you just kind of got to be prepared to know your business as a farmer and know where you want to be making sales and pull the trigger and be comfortable with it.
All right, very good. Great conversation. Thank you, Shane. Have a good weekend, okay?
You too. Thanks, Chad.
Again, that's Shane Lechtenberg at the ARC Group in Lincoln. More information, you can call him toll-free, 866-574-2724. They're also online at agrisconsulting.net. That's a recap of this week's markets. Have a good one. We'll talk to you again next week. I'm Chad Moyer reporting.